And now West Georgia's first news for this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. University System of Georgia Chancellor Sonny Perdue on Tuesday naming USG's Executive Vice Chancellor and Chief Academic Officer Dr. Ashwani Manga as Interim President of the University of West Georgia, effective August the 19th. Current UWG President Brendan Kelly announced in June he had accepted the role of President of the Arkansas State University System. The leadership transition between Manga and Kelly will begin prior to Kelly's departure at the end of August. Details of a national search to find UWG's next full-time president have not yet been released. The fall semester at UWG begins August the 14th. Well, earlier in the decade, a plan to provide at least a 5% pay raise for Carroll County deputies for five consecutive years, approved by the Carroll County Board of Commissioners, has gone a long way for retention and recruitment, Sheriff Terry Langley said on Tuesday.
So competitive now, they weren't getting paid enough, and we were losing people. At that time, I think we had like 12 or 14 positions open because we just couldn't keep them. We'd get them, train them, and people would hire them away. But I will say this, the work of our staff, Craig Dotson, Brad Robinson, Ken Reeves, all of those working on the budget to put this budget together. But also the cooperation of the Board of Commissioners, led by Michelle Morgan, our chairman. We have exceeded that 5 year in raises. We are a little bit higher than what we projected, and we're so thankful.
Langley was the guest on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice.
And it's now stopped the bleed. We have a few openings, but not many. We have a lot of applicants now because of what we've been able to get. And not only that, while they're giving those raises every year, they've also put into there a retention check for employees that have been there so many years. They get another check every year so far for the last 2 years for the number of years that they have. So we got some people that have been there a while getting $4,000 or $5,000 retention checks plus their raise for the last couple of years.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Langley is archived online at newstalk1330.com. Calling it a positive move for Carroll County, Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley on Tuesday discussing the split of the five-county Coweta Judicial Circuit, which will result in Carroll County and Heard County alone operating within the new West Georgia Judicial Circuit, beginning January of 2025. Langley enjoying the likelihood that the new district's district attorney will live closer to the Carroll County courts, as they will have to live in either Carroll or Heard counties.
It'll be a smaller circuit. They ought to be able to move cases more. But also, you know, all the elective officials will have to be just as responsive as us local elected officials. We'll have our own district attorney. Nothing against the current district attorney, but I'd be in the grocery store and somebody would come up to me and say, why'd they let them do this plea? Why did so-and-so get this sentence and this one didn't get that sentence? I would have to answer that, but I kind of like it where the district attorney, when they make a decision to prosecute, not prosecute, they'll be in the grocery store answering the question.
That complete Community Voice interview with Langley is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. The Pregnancy Resource Center for Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties in the process of planning its annual fall fundraising dinner.
We're excited about our keynote speaker, Al and Lisa Robertson. We're going to be doing a Q&A with them, and that is the eldest son of Miss Kay and Phil off of Duck Dynasty. We have Laura Ashley, who is the speed painter for Richard Petty. She's going to be doing an original painting that will only be sold that night. It will be auctioned off, and the money go towards Pregnancy Resource Center.
Representatives of the PRC were guests on Monday's WLBB Community Voice. For more information about the fundraising event or to hear how to be a sponsor, that program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. And heads up for drivers in downtown Temple, one-way directional traffic is now in place on Bell Street and a portion of Rome Street. There are now directional signs and arrows on those streets. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington, reporting.